5. Nia. Purpose. Nia is a green candle. To make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness.
Umoja, unity that brings us together. Umoja, unity that brings us together. Umoja, unity that brings us together.
Video to my page on Facebook. It is shared among my friends. In fact, let me make that public. The video is not of me. It is of another poet. Her name is Monique Wells. The title of... I reposted her post. And it is titled Behind the Scenes. Watch me work up and up close and personal. Come vibe with me. And it shows her in a photo shoot, really working the camera. Now, it's a simple thing. Someone who's a full-figure model. I'm not even going to say that. She's a model. However else that gets categorized as however else, she's a model. And then some. And I have experienced her as being one of the, oh, man, am I going to cry? One of the first shows that I went to when I came to the online poetry community was called Plus Effect, and it was hosted by two young ladies who I consider my nieces, and to them, please know that my nieces range in age from 12 to 3 or 4. I got to find out how old Faith is. So my actual nieces are considerably younger than you are. And being the Auntie Sil to these beautiful, intelligent, amazing adult women, you think it'd make me feel some kind of way. Because I'd have to be like 5 years old to have been your aunt, which could have happened. I say that I feel like a proud aunt to women who consider me an elder. I'm so humbled by that. If I have to be an elder as a teenager, I'll take it. So when I clicked it to see her do her thing, I've seen her in leggings and a t-shirt hosting the hell out of a show. I've seen her do a contest, live hosting with grace. I've in her own growth pattern. And to see this shows me what the power of purpose is. When you know your purpose, no one and nothing can sway you from it. And I took one look at that and said, and here come the tears. You gave me what I'm going to talk about today. Thank you. So everyone, if you see the video on my page, I want you to not just click on my page. I want you to click on the video. Go to Monique Wells. And I want you to show that girl some love. You show that woman some love because she fought for this and she's earned every step. To that, I am going to tell you how proud I am of her and of us all. Uprising Radio welcomes you to our Kwanzaa show. Habari Gani, Habari Gani. The song I played for you was The Women of the Calabash. I know that I'm from California, so when I see C-A-L-L, I immediately say Cal. It is Calabash. Calabash. Mouth wide. Women of the Calabash and the Seven Principles. Today's principle. Habari Gani. What is the good word? The good word is Nia, purpose. I played the track explaining what Nia is to open the show. Without knowing what direction you need to go in, it's even more simple than that. Without a compass, you won't know what direction to go. Your purpose is your life's compass. What are you doing? What are you doing it for? What compels you? So if a whole nationality, if a whole community of people must have a common purpose, that's going to be pretty hard since everybody has different wants and needs. So how do you align something as personal as purpose? How do you align that? How do you even start the conversation to get everybody ready to align? The show has started off the same way for every show. We start off with ourselves, and then our family, and then the community, and then the world. With purpose, purpose is tricky. It is easier to seek the purpose of a people than it is to find out what your inner purpose is, your own purpose is. That is something that I hope just a few things in this show will help us take a look at. And a few things throughout the year will help us keep taking a look at it, because this is something that's not going to, you say, oh, okay, here's my purpose, we're good, okay, now let me crack out the zoom zooms and wham whams and see what happens now that I know what it is. Purpose, knowing your purpose and doing nothing about it is basically sucking bullets out of the gun. That's what it is. Whether you shoot it or not, you're sucking them out, so you might as well. You, even if you don't shoot yourself in the face, you basically are saying you wish you could. You're just going to sit there and see what you want to do, could be doing, know that you should be doing, and now you're going to sit here and wait for it to come to you. That's a tough choice.
Thank you. Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. No, 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 no. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Yeah. high, it don't matter. Yeah, yeah. What race, creed or color, everybody, we need each other. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Wake up, all your teachers. Start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children. Teach the baby. Teach the babies. Teach the children. Teach the children. Teach the babies. Teach the children.
From the official Kwanzaa website, it states, Nia suggests that personal and social purpose are not only non-antagonistic, but complementary in the true communitarian sense of the word. In fact, it suggests that the highest form of personal purpose is, in the final analysis, social purpose, i.e., personal purpose that translates itself into a vocation and commitment which involves the benefit involves and benefits the community. As they've noted elsewhere on the site, such level and quality of purpose not only benefits the collective whole but also gives fullness and meaning to a person's life in a way individualistic, isolated pursuits cannot. You cannot know the vast beauty of outside from inside. You can only see what you are allowed to see from where you are inside. Without being outside, you cannot fully experience outside. The same can be true of purpose. For some of us, identifying our personal purpose is such an arduous, hard, long thing to do that once we think we've got a beat on it, I'm not trying to figure out how it helps everybody else. I'm just grateful all that sweat and blood and tears and whatnot brought me to knowing my purpose, and now I'm going to be successful. And I'm going to have a lot of cars and a big house, a couple of them, a few of them, coast to coast. I'm going to have houses on each coast and a bunch of timeshares throughout, or Airbnbs, whatever we're doing now. And that is one way to go. Again, I've stated earlier, probably in my Facebook Live video this morning, if you do well for yourself, and you are an African-American person, you doing well is an African-American doing well. So African-Americans are doing well to some degree. Without intentionally making it about the community, your success is still shared among your people. However, if you are able to make your success tie in with that of your community, so that it really isn't all about you, there is a dimension of connectedness that isn't like anything else. I have been an active, loved, supported member of strong communities my whole life. I have never been alone unless I wanted to be. I've been surrounded by people my whole... Look, my mom was 17 when she had me. She is the oldest of 9. Her next sibling was 16. So if you want to count those stair steps down, if you want to, the youngest two brothers are younger than me. My uncles were born 9 months after my mom had my brother. My grandmother had my uncles. So if you can imagine, there was those nine, and then me, and then my brother, and then twin boys, making the household 13 plus. It was nuts, to say the least. Nuts. 13 plus, because we haven't even said Nana yet. And what I can tell you is that we were never alone. There was always somebody there. And from there to other groups, the Haight-Ashbury, when I lived there, you have never seen a more close-knit neighborhood. My best friend Kathy, their apartment was next door to our apartment, so I could knock on my bedroom door, and she lived next door. And I'd knock on my bedroom door, she'd knock on hers. We'd open our windows, and me, her, and Monica, who lived downstairs, would be out there all night. I'm used to being a part of a community. What I'm not used to is that community being defined as being Black, except my family. Dysfunctional as we can be. The lasting connectedness of a family has to start from the root. It's like a braid. If you mess up a braid somewhere near the beginning, you're going to have to undo that whole thing and redo it to get it right, or it'll never be right. Purpose starting in a family requires that everyone knows what their part is for that shared purpose, and that they are assigned to the right part. If our purpose is that we buy a house for the family and we put you in charge of budgets and you're 5 years old, you might not be the best person for that job. Maybe you just being a kid, and your part of that purpose is that we need to have you in some place that has a bigger yard. So until we can do that, I need you to help us keep your toys clean. We need to make sure we're not breaking up your toys before we can get a bigger yard for you to play in. That's one way to do it with the child. With adults, what is your talent? How can we apply that talent to our shared purpose? When you are looking at your individual purpose, it's a little in the reverse, because you'll know it's your purpose because you have the talents for it. Your purpose is to be a dentist, but you're born an elf, and you don't know nothing about teeth. You just know that something about the jaw, it's something, and you, if you've got to go to dental school and learn it, you will, but you know it's your purpose. Well, you'll know, because even with no born knowledge, you have an interest in teeth. So you look them up. When somebody's tooth falls out, you want it. When they say it's loose, you want to pull it. If you're that kid that's the pimple popper, you might be a dermatologist. Who knows? Or maybe you just are nasty and like popping pimples on people's faces. You know your purpose because everything about you leans towards it. You were built for it. You are it. When people see you and you say, yeah, this is a thing, most of them go, Some will go, no, you're supposed to be a customer service agent and love that. Don't listen to them. You'll know because you're suited to it. And if it's customer service, like it was for me, and let me say again, customer service is something I was innately born to. I have a way of talking to people that can get people to buy things. I can get people to fix things. I can get people to do things. And it's all in how you talk to people. And so I was like, well, where will they pay me to be nice to people? Where can I make the most money because I like talking to people and I'm nice? Customer service. I get paid to get better at talking to people. And I've done it for 40 years. My first customer service job was when I was 12. 14. And I knew that my purpose was to actually talk to people, to convey information, not to tell you how smart I am, get the information and convey it to you, to share it with you, to learn it myself and process it, to learn how to fix computers and telephones and whatnot, and then explain to you how to do it. Or when you can't fix it, you call me and I'll walk you through it. That's what I did for Pacific Bell, for UPS, for speeddate.com, for all you nice online daters. I've worked in a lot of places. And rather than making working for other people in customer service my life mission, talking to people. If I'm good at that, where can I apply to the most good for the collective good? Well, maybe I should be doing something in the African-American community with this talent. Maybe I should call people and ask them to vote. Did. Maybe I should check on people when they want to call the hospital and get information. I put myself in different positions and different fields because I thought I could do the most good. I thought I could make the most money. I thought I could learn the most, and followed my purpose through to now applying the things that I've learned and the things I'm naturally able to do to a more community-based purpose, something that is more collaborative and isn't just about myself. When we can approach purpose, and believe me, I am not the best. I am not the best example of a purpose because I searched, quite get it, until it dawned on me maybe you're already doing it and you just don't appreciate it yet. And that's how I figured out that I really have found my purpose and I just need to really dig into it. The fifth principle of Ingu Saba is Nia, purpose, which is essentially a commitment to the collective vocation of building, developing, and defending our community, its culture, and history in order to regain our historical initiative and greatness as a people and add to the good and beauty in the world. The assumption is that our role in human history has been and remains a key one, and that we as African people share in the great human legacy Africa has given the world. I am reading that directly from the official Kwanzaa website. I'm not going to read any further from that. I am going to provide you the link. If you liked what you just heard, the link on collective vocation is something that I will add to the chat room and to the event page on Facebook. I really hope that you will go and read up on Nia. We're going to continue on about it by saying this. Knowing what your purpose is isn't enough. Applying what you need to, learning what you need to learn more of, using the skills you already have to get further along with your purpose so that you can walk in tune with your purpose. It's really how to fulfill, it is the way to fulfill your purpose. It has to go that way. If you discover your purpose, your very next step has to be ensuring that you are doing everything you can to walk in it. And I have gone ahead and posted that link for you now. Yeah, if you know what your purpose is, you've got to walk in it.
Be afraid to
I read something on Facebook about normalizing gentlemen. Normalize when a man is being a gentleman. When you are someone who carries yourself in a way that appreciates people, maybe you're raised to open doors for women. Pull out chairs. Okay, on the chair thing, I'm terrible about that. I'm from California. Somebody standing behind me pulling my chair is going to pull my chair from under me. So my tendency is to grab my chair when I am going to sit into it so that no one pulls it, and I pull it forward while they're pulling it back, and I won't sit down if I feel my chair pulling back. because I think you're going to pull my chair from under me. It just is a way. So I can get hostile when people try to help me with my chair. Open my door, and I will thank you, and even stop and let you, and blush. And I'm told people like when I blush. It's natural. I'm very embarrassed by these things. So I always kind of get flustered and blush. Pull my chair. You know, that might be a Southern thing. I'm from the West. If you are someone who is walking in rhythm, you are purposeful, and you are not appreciated for it, Country Cousin said, nope, that wasn't even Country Cousin. That was Ollie Woods. Hood Raised said that you're running in the wrong circles if you've got people that are not going to support you for being supportive. If people are not going to support you for being supportive, you're in the wrong circles. And if you're with someone who is undermining you, you are on your purpose. You're doing your thing. And they're not on the same page with you. Maybe their purpose is not aligned with yours. They want to support you, but that's not your path is not their path. Just being who they are will pull you off your path, and they won't mean to, but they will. That's not something that means breakup. It just means realignment, and recognizing it could save you a lot. Some friendships, some relationships, some time, some stress, some money on counseling. Now let's talk about family. Purpose in children that spark, that lets them know which star to follow. You can't give your children their purpose. You can't give your children their purpose. Sorry. Somebody is really blowing up my inbox and my phone. Sorry. Let me just turn the ringer off there. What I'm finding is that as the little ones are giving, or especially now when they're having to, you know, be at home, aligning young people with finding their purpose gets clouded by adults who are looking for their purpose, sometimes through their children. So rather than usurp your children's purpose, include them in the family purpose, but let them make their own way. Teach them about purpose by including them in the family purpose. What is your family's purpose? That everybody get a college degree, that we have a home, that we do this, or whatever it is that you decide on as a family. Everyone in the family must have a role in it that is theirs, that they're responsible for, that they're held accountable to, and that they're rewarded for doing. From there, they can see, yeah, I like this. No, I don't like that. Yes, this works for me. Yes, I love doing this. I'm natural at this. And I'm also good at this. I'd like to learn more about that. I don't want to do anything that my family says I have to do, and I want to do something completely outside of that. They bring to what you're doing is a fresh eye. They are the ones that will let you know with a fresh eye how it's going to hit people who are not in it like that. It's like acting families. You see all the kids who want to be actors, but you never know that they have more than one sibling because that other sibling didn't want to be an actor. They wanted to be a firefighter. They wanted to own a Denny's, whatever. We can't make the kids be what we want them to be, but we sure can help them into being what they want to be, what they need to be, and support them in that. I read somewhere that your parents don't owe you anything. And I was actually told that as a kid. I don't think they meant it in a bad way. But I was told, be clear, that we don't owe you an inheritance. We don't owe you. We do not owe you. We will do our jobs as parents. We don't get me wrong, but don't make the mistake of thinking we owe you anything. There's some truth to that. They are people just like anybody else. They are here. They have children. You make sure that they don't wind up dead. They go to school. They're clean. You do what you have to until they're 18, and then your responsibilities are done legally. If you are connected in any other way, it's not because you are forced to. It is because you want to, because your heart is in it. And you can say, nope, it's hormonal. Nope, it's all this and that. And if that makes you happy, okay. But what makes me happy is knowing that it absolutely is not true. No one has to, or born saying, I don't have to, but if I have to make a choice, it's no choice for me, because if I have them, I'm supporting them till the day they die, or I do. Period. Dot. I don't care what people say about that. People have their own thoughts about it. People go back and forth between, I'm absolutely going to do it, or I don't have to, but I'm going to, or I'm not going to, as much as I have to do, and then when I don't have to anymore, I'm not going to. That does not fulfill the purpose of parenting. And if the thought is that you can have children and not be responsible for them, then the responsibility is twofold. That when you release them from your care, that you have provided them with all the tools they need to go forward on their own. Or you should be held accountable for not doing that. It's a hard one, but I need you to look at that and see that going from being a person with a purpose to a family with a purpose requires that you have a level of responsibility that the children in your care make it through their childhood into adulthood with the tools they need to move past you and put further the purpose of your family. If the family has a purpose, then seeing that those children do well into adulthood furthers the purpose of having a family. Are we going to breathe on that? Right. Breathe through that. We'll be back.
Can we see? Now she headed east down the boulevard. Sure, said I like the way. Said I like the way. Sail your ship now. Let me be your cargo. I won't wear you down. No, honey, I won't wear you down. A destination, but I got a feeling I need to be your passenger. Sugar, let me be your passenger. Sure, did I like the way? Did I like the way? Yeah, you ship out, let me be your cargo. I won't wear you down. No, honey, I won't wear you down. Like the way, yeah, you ship now. Maybe
more power. I won't wear you down. No, honey, I won't wear you down. Smooth, smooth sailing. Sweet pretty baby, won't you be my lady? Uh-huh. Sweet honey darling, you know I'm calling. I want you. Sure, did I like the way? Did I like the way? Yeah, you ship now. Let me be your cargo. I won't wear you down. No, honey, I won't wear you down.
Smart money bets on futures. Clever money never bets. When money intentions aren't pure, windows and doors shuttered, some covered in plywood to deter wandering riffraff, old fabled favorites now signaling the fat lady with masks on from home. What are we but carrion of COVID's burning touch, picking over the bones of those we allege to love so very much, their bodies barely cold before we plan the next phase, so quick to push past grief, we accelerate to awaiting rage. Plans of attack and greed boomerangs as ravaging marauders are handed their last paycheck. We are the world that COVID's prey left their legacy to. That's who. Before there was COVID, cancer took them by the droves. From head to toe and ear to ear at every age throughout the years, I could go on and on. Because many things took many, and the ways change just as the shade. Yet and still, we profess a thrill for those things set to stun but would surely kill. Those things set to see our steps set back a step. And where does that leave us except out of step? We who carry burdens left at the hospital door, never to be picked up again. We who called for one more hello, but he couldn't talk around the tube. We who leveraged our hearts and souls for one more chance that did not work. Who are we but the ones who survived? And that is our purpose. And that is that piece. There's going to be plenty of ways to talk about what we should be doing. There are going to be plenty of ways to say we should be definitely in office, in politics, in business. We should be doing more, and we will. And that talk of purpose isn't as daunting as it is discouraging and distracting, because my purpose in life and the purpose of our people don't always converge. In order to support the purpose of the people, I need to give away all this money I just worked so hard to earn. Give it away. Not even expect to be repaid back, because some people can't afford to pay me back. My purpose in being of benefit to the community requires that some of what I have for myself I give to others. Requires it. I am because you are. So what is mine is yours, right? Not necessarily. My grandfather once said, when the cup runneth over, what's in the saucer is what you give away. I can't believe I just remembered that. When your cup runneth over, what's in the saucer is what you give away. That was weird. But yes, John Nall said that to me when I was 7. And it made no sense whatsoever because we didn't use saucers. I don't know. It made no sense. And I said it again later and it just, bing. When your cup runneth over, what's in the saucer is what you give away. What's in the cup is for you to drink. If you don't put your mask on first, you cannot save children. Your purpose requires that you get yourself together before you can help others. Your success really is everyone else's success, and first you have to succeed. Doesn't mean get rich, it means get grounded. Get stable so that the conjoined purpose has as much as you can give of it while still holding yourself together. And if you don't have anything to give of it, then you're someone that it's for, that it's giving to you. So be grateful and help where you can and receive what you need to. There's power to shared purpose because once it's shared, you have a better chance of achieving it when more people are working at it with you to do so. Working at it with you to do so. You'll get nowhere if you partner yourself with people who will hold you back and tear you down when they can. If you are African American and alive today, you are a living miracle. You whose parents brought you forward when the choices not to were available. You who could have gone another route, found your way. If you are black and can draw breath, to start this next paragraph, you have survived many who did not survive that next breath within a breath of this poem. If you are black and neither bullet nor HIV took you from the world, then your very existence and all that you choose to do with it are the fulfilled purpose of many who came before you. And the exact way that you choose to live your life is the answer to the world for all that they and you endured to get you here. And that's that piece. Purpose is so personal that if you don't have a purpose, it can kill you. You can just sit there and wait to die. Rot from the inside. Rot from the inside. Rot in your spirit. There will come a point where you care so little for yourself that you care less for others. You just pretend to. You really don't want to live a purposeless life because a life without purpose is a person who is dangerous to himself and others. I'm going to leave you with that. Purpose is uplifting. Purpose is what makes us get out of bed. I'm going to give you our medley of Kwanzaa programming to see us out. I may make one more comment before we go, but we're going to do our Kwanzaa cavalcade.
This is the history of our holiday. In 1966, a professor wanted to bring us back together. The year before, in good old Watts, we had been torn apart. The riots were our Waterloo. He created a holiday for African Americans to bring us back together, to solidify us as a race, as a people. He named it Kwanzaa. Created from the African celebrations, mostly from the Zulu and the Ashanti. It comes from Matunda ya Kwanza, Swahili for first harvest. Celebrations of the First Order. 7 days, seven principles, each day representing a different value, a different meaning for our culture, to bring us together, to show love for ourselves, for our people. Seven principles, seven symbols, a time to celebrate ourselves, our people, our culture.
You are listening to Uprising Radio. Lit from within, it is the black candle that brings them in. Unity steps forth, and rightly so. Without an us, there is no point in this show. This display of a culture that could not and will not die, that cannot be displaced or sidelined, that cannot and will not be denied. Umoja. The black candle steps forth, and each night steps forth first. Umoja, for unity, the black candle that will lead them. One black candle for each day to relight, a candle lit and then to stand as light. 15 of the red, as they three are on repeat, once lit on day two. If we are to the original method standing true, per the prescribed practice, first all the red, then all the green. Though opinions differ, balance can be invoked through alternating one and the other, in the same way that we are both all and also are each other's keeper. Interlocking fingers of power-filled fists brought together by the light of the one black candle. Day one, day one. Umoja, Umoja, unity, Umoja, unity, Umoja, unity, Umoja, a black candle, a black candle, a black candle, to strive and to maintain, unity in the family, in the community, nation, and in the race, When achieved, it is felt in the solar plexus, a tone deep and rich in resonance and timbre. When connected, vocally interwoven and symbiotically amplifying each other exponentially, we are heard, felt, processed, and lifted on the waves of a note that we are holding together. We are the answered accordance to the current discordance even occurring in our own minds, the embarrassing peace that comes with acceptance. Currents of black joy are ripples that have changed the tide. Our tone reverberates through the soul, moving young and old to move together. This most sacred union, we walk in unanimity. Not the same, but together. No one shade completely telling the tale, each but a thread in a forever quilt, a leaf on the oldest tree of all, brought into our loving candlelight, we roll in concord, one to the other. We are we. Ujima. Day 2. Kajija Gulia. self-determination. Kajicha Gulia is the red candle. And name ourselves as well as to create and speak for ourselves. Day 3, Ujima. Collective Ujima is the red candle. To build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together. Day 4, Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Ujamaa is a red candle. Profit from them together.
What name will you answer to? Will you answer to the name that you choose for yourself? Will you answer the call not asked except by that name that comes from you? Though many are chosen, not all will answer the telltale ring, that bell that is a drum, that is the trumpet of which they sing. The person that answers to the name that you choose is the person that walks in the world built by and for you. Not who you show, but who you have allowed to grow, that better or worse nurtured thirst quenched by what you chose to flow. In a mirror that reflects no aura, so is a no-show kind of go. A level of grounded that is struggle compounded, but those who come to see you, they surely know. That place in the spirit deep down in your root, foundation of soul rooted in the oldest line of all, even separated from knowledge of it. You cannot escape the sheer power of it. Something written on our spirits glows. Something written on our spirit glows. Unique to the bearer, connected to all. Spiritual beings experiencing very human realities as though for the first time. It is to you that the recognition of that which is beyond you. That must be personal and profound, both through the eyes of God's own and the lips of the smiling sinner, relevant and real and sent to heal from the inside out. You, who face down the uptick and uphill battling, cast your fate to the wind while declining to kick the football you already know isn't going to be there. Instead, striving for the Hail Mary because this time you're holding the ball, running, kicking, catching it, and doing the end zone dance after. For this one, the game is already won. Each running their race, each walking their talk. The dreams sound so big, with the world looming just beyond. We, the impossible dreams of slaves, having survived it all already, hands washed Corona clean. My passage has been paid for by the blood, in triplicate at least, and no less. What I strive to be is nothing compared to what there is truly to live into. My big heart and bigger imagination pales in comparison to the collective momentum of uplift and joy that hums just beyond the shared horizon. But we don't even share zip codes. What name do we answer to? Neither red state nor blue. We are neither old nor entirely, if not at all, new. Limited by the stolen roots of a language short on emotional descriptors, capturing the all that really says it all, we are black, and we are so much more. Kajicha Gulia, a call to the reclaimed heritage, the paid in full with compounded interest claim to be the I that we are as we see us to be. We are that which we are. And although that piece was written for Kajicha Gulia, I incorporated, as I stated then, I incorporated all of every principle is in there, if you hear it. Every principle, including faith, not necessarily in order, but all of the principles are in there. And so I've actually been reading that piece every night for the reasons that I stated. I do love that piece, though. We're not infallible. We're not perfect as a people. Just this year, we got permission to talk about being Black openly. This year, they passed a law that said it is illegal to discriminate against natural hair in the workplace. So I stopped ever having to straighten my hair again or shave it off because I just didn't feel like dealing with them not liking it. We are in a different place now, and we are growing as a people, but we're also growing as individuals, and I hope we each see that. Whether you pick up a shovel or pick up an oar, we all have a chance for change if we put our whole ass back into it and lean. The perils of greed proceed to crumble around us. No longer the pristine promise of their founders, the Stars and Stripes are bleeding out before us. If left to their devices, it's plain what's in store for us. The battle within is what will prevail, will prevent a win. The susceptibility to media spin, so starved for a sign that's aimed our way, that we dare not let our sense of discernment have a say. And I can try to make this rhyme for you all damn day. Whatever it takes to get in your ear about this, we are no longer able to answer in fear about this. We are so much bigger than all of this, but we keep dipping our saucy future with the same old stale biscuit. We are many tribes, many countries, many shades of black, and we are forever trying to match the drapes with the carpet that we bought from the clearance rack. Be an architect of your own future. Know that your efforts for betterment are interwoven with those of the betterment of those connected by blood, by struggle, by direction, and by common interest. The need for sameness is small, but the need for collaboration is overriding. In every community where Black people are brought, all things that support them are owned by those who are in but not of them, because money of all races spends. At a time when the world seems to be closing down around us and claims that the businesses in our neighborhoods are looted out, perhaps the time has come to assess our environment and work to make sure that we are what the rebuild is about. We are our own clout. We are what the fuss is about. We are what the hell this Trump-tastrophe is aimed at. We are what Confederate generals and places of respect were named at. The only way that two vehicles can occupy the same lane at the same time is in the same car. Or if you're a motorcycle passing through the lanes. You see, our African diaspora is 1 million of a kind. We are the atom split and the first and the last hit. We are the fulfillment unrealized. We have only kept our chill by not knowing our greatness. But it speaks out between cracks and concrete growing roses who gave birth to miracles. The resistance to be in debt and the expectation that any debt not imposed by your creator is one that can, should, and will be forgiven if you are purposeful in your quest to make your existence count. That resistance comes in the grip of an insidious fear that all who aid you in your journey to live, create, and uplift through the struggle won't be paid in full for their generosity and that you may not have been worth their investment. Well, be of good cheer. You are more than enough. And God's grace is manifested in you. Whether you shake your fist at the sky or sow your seeds with care, you are the answer to the prayer of slaves who knew you would come. In your own soul lies the scars of a nation, born on your own person in some form or fashion. The growing sense of agitation that these motherfuckers will never actually get it, there are not enough drums in the world to get all brothers and sisters on board. In fact, if it isn't coming with the PS5, some of our brothers and sisters will be easily bored. And who can blame them? They are being sold something or other from every direction and expected to excuse murder with genuflection, and for now they do it, because no better answer would stick has surfaced before all of its instigators were met with a bad end. How do you invoke the uprising when you can't tell who's foe or friend? If Facebook is the only friend on whom you can depend, well, it goes like this. Your best ally and instigator is close, closer in fact than you are able to kiss. Get yourself together before your blessings you miss, and know you are not alone. It takes a lot of trust to combine resources at a time that so many have so little, and those who have so much want to keep it that way. Clear lines of financial demarcation separate reality from Disney by mere blocks of boarded up dreams. One man's dumpster fire is another California forest fire. Either way, banding together keeps the hounds at bay. A lot of sacrifices had to be made for me to be standing here, a black woman alive today. If I have but one point I will make with this ink stain that I ride like Astroglide, it is that I now say what the price is for the life that I willed, what balance I carry, what interest I yield, how compounded and for how long, and exactly the rate of exchange, the very subject of shared wealth is a shrug away from moot. When you are talking to people currently fed up with never having enough loot. You see, you can make a thief without much effort if you keep calling hunger pains trust. If you are an African American alive today, you are a living miracle. You whose parents brought you forward when the choices not to were available. You who could have gone another route, found your way. If you are black and can draw breath to start this next paragraph, you have survived many who did not survive that next breath within a breath of this poem. If you are black and neither bullet nor COVID nor HIV took you from the world, then your very existence and all that you choose to do with it are the fulfilled purpose of many who came before you. And the exact way that you choose to live your life is the answer to the world for all that they and you endured to get you here. There's not much more I can say about purpose. I think it both speaks for itself and is such a philosophical topic. It's a philosophical topic. But personal. And so I would ask that you look into purpose. Oh, you know what? How much time do I have? I've got 14 minutes before we close out. And there is something that I would like to read to you. Marianne. Oh, not that Marianne. but before I move on to what I'm about to say, I am going to say my condolences to the young lady who's actually 87, who played Marianne in Gilligan's Island, passed away of COVID today. Marianne Gilligan's Island. If anyone knows her actual name, shoot that to me real quick. But yeah, I did get the news that okay. She didn't hold a candle to Ginger, but I really liked her spunk. I liked her. So, there. My mom sent me a poem by Marianne Williamson. You will remember was the new age enthusiast that ran for president that we all are just loving every kind of way. What is your deepest fear? It is called Our Deepest Fear. Here is the thing, though. It is attributed to Mandela because he read it when he became president. However, he read it, but he didn't write it. The name of the poem is Our Deepest Fear. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And that is that beautiful piece. This next piece, while it speaks to purpose, is very specifically directed. So to that, I know I'm going to get some hate mail. Stay out of my inbox. I don't care. There. You watch your answer. There's your answer. Get out of my inbox. I don't want to hear it. This next poem is to the ladies, specifically to the queens. It's in my book. I do not believe in signature poems. I personally would say that there's another poem that gets identified as my signature poem that is not appropriate for the family show. But, yeah, more than anything, we get to be as fantastic and powerful as we are. To the queens, I see you out there living in your purpose. Queens, I don't know if anyone has told you, but that new style you're wearing, woo, you look gorgeous. All resplendent as can be, all wrapped up in poetry. Spirit so bright, you're blinding. I see your inner light shining. Out loud and on purpose for all to see. Well, sister, you're looking good. Well, at least to me, because I see you in my third eye view, smiling from my screen to thine own self true. Girl, if I am not in touch, I haven't forgot you. I'm laying a foundation to better be about you. The struggle is as real as I agree to let it be. That goes for you as much as for me. I'm sending you love and heartfelt admiration to all those brave queens spreading ink across the nation, indigo rivers from sea to shining sea, to those too afraid of spitting that and those who feel like quitting that, please know that I'm feeling that. Sometimes the battle takes all you have, and it seems like everybody has more than you have. Your burden blocks the view of your path. You want to cry so bad you can barely laugh. Your dip into success has turned bloodbath, and doubt is on you like a psychopath. The mirror gets tricky when it catches the light. Something about the reflecting is not quite right. Your aura casts no reflection, so you never get to see how much you glow, that the world feeds on your essence and you don't even know. The brighter you get, the more they cling, doing the best to get the taste of that thing, that shine in your eye, that beat that you walk to. You're so close to God, he's a friend that you talk to, often simulated, never, ever quite duplicated, secretly worshipped and quite openly hated. But I know, you are the lights, the runway, and the show. Sister, you go. And that's that show. Thank you for joining me on this Kwanzaa journey. We've got just a couple shows to go, but we are enjoying this immensely. we are going to take it out with the Kwanzaa Gospel Choir.
Here's one for the motherland, for the cradle of all civilization, for the sea and the ocean sand, for the God that looks over all of the nations, from the elders